letting it all hang out. She's a frat house. I like lady stack, that's a fact. I ain't holding nothing back.
You're back in the zone in the Fury Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com. And throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acri 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley.
How can she lose with the stuff she used?
I don't know if Carrie is a brick house, but she sure likes the song.
I just learned something new.
What's that, big guy?
She knows how to do the bird.
Yeah, everybody knows how to do the bird.
I don't know how to do the bird.
You know, I know how to flip the bird. You see?
Now, there is a dirty bird. I've heard of it before. Does anyone know how to do it?
I don't know.
What makes it a dirty bird? Can anybody tell me?
I prefer that Matt doesn't.
You know what pops up
when
I punch it into Google?
What?
The Atlanta Falcon Dirty Bird Dance 2013.
Yeah. How'd that go for him?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it was. Didn't go for him.
Is it not a thing anymore?
It was pretty dirty last year. They didn't have a very good season.
It's at a tailgate. I love it.
Okay. Anyway, Mike Ragsdale, Kerry Whiteside.
It's not dirty.
Joining us here in the studio. It is the Kartai Festival of Trees. Nothing dirty about that. A little Motown. We may dance a little dirty at the event, but that's about the extent of it. Two chairs. Actually, two people talking about an event. It is coming up when? What is our date of the 38th annual Kartai Festival of Trees?
November 21st, next Friday night.
It's upon us, as they say.
I think I have been, actually, now that I remember.
That's the Festival After Dark. Now, Festival of Fashion is on the Wednesday. The Sugar Plum Ball is on Thursday night. And Texan Trees is on Saturday night.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, there's a little something for everyone.
Texan Trees, that's where I was at.
They do Festival of Trees like I do my birthday. It's a week-long celebration of fun.
It is a week-long.
It only comes around once a year. Yeah, there you go.
And it's been going on since the 70s, and... So,
wow. Hence the ode to the folks in Motown?
Exactly.
It's Motown this year. This is our 13th year for the Festival After Dark, and it's $50 for tickets. You can get them at the door. You can go to kartai.com. We're also having 100 bottles of wine, one winner take all.
Oh, boy.
And a Dodge Dart donated by Frank and Judy Fletcher.
Is that right?
One in 600 chance to win a brand new red Dodge Dart.
Is that so? Those are nice vehicles.
Drawing will be at 9:30 on Friday night.
And which one's Friday?
Festival After Dark.
Festival After Dark.
That's Friday.
That's Friday night. Big event.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's the party.
Gotcha.
We're gonna
Saturday
have
night's kind of formal.
19 restaurants there with the variety of
on
foods.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's when I can win the wine?
Win the wine.
Okay.
$20 for a ticket.
100 bottles take all.
Exactly.
You can't win if you don't play, though. That's the key.
I got to check my dates again. Now, the Sugar Plum deal is where you take your daughter.
Daughter. Yes.
I don't have a daughter.
And so I think it's actually sold out.
Dress up one of the boys.
That always sells out.
It does.
You take Matty T. You should see him in a dress.
You can take Pat.
It's beautiful. Take me.
I'm a Sugar Plum fairy.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, I'm going to miss that one anyway.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and there's a Saturday thing?
Saturday is the formal.
That's
Tucks and Trees.
Tucks and Trees.
Saturday, the Double Deuce, in honor of Pat Bradley. I'd like to do that. I may go formal. So like Saturday, you wear your tuxedo, and Friday, you wear your tuxedo t-shirt.
Correct.
Okay. Or your Motown outfit.
Or your Motown outfit. Well, I always wear a tuxedo t-shirt whenever there's a Motown theme. It's a good conversation starter. Okay, cool. Well, this is...
Where are they at?
Yeah, where is all this happening?
It's State House Convention Center.
Okay.
The whole schmear, the whole deal?
Whole deal.
Okay. And you can also walk through and look. There are trees that are decorated all week, and you can stroll through the forest and look at the decorated Christmas trees.
Cool. Who's emceeing it this year? I think the year I went, Bob Clausen was doing it.
Bob Clausen.
He was good.
Oh.
Why? It's so funny.
I don't know, I'm just kidding. I love Bob. Bob's my guy.
Festival does not have an MC. It's just... a big party.
Okay. Well, you know what?
It was the year. Remember we did the cookbooks?
Pat and I would like to emcee it next year then.
Remember we did the cookbooks 1 year for Kartai?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, everyone has to submit
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even joking. I submitted about 8 of them.
Yeah. How many
and
got
I'll
in?
Put them in the all of them.
Yeah.
It was like, the book was literally 500 pages of everyone's recipes. You guys remember that?
They had a cookbook every year, but they quit it last year, I believe.
Oh, well, nice job, Pat.
Maybe it was your recipes.
They couldn't afford to make it, and 7 people died after eating your food.
No, the funny thing was, is when I went to the event, I think they sold for $25 or $50, and I bought like 3 of them.
So the wine.
And I left them all at the event, though. That's the thing. Oh. So there's three of them somewhere
floating around
that are mine.
That are not.
And
very...
I need those recipes.
So three. You got the dart, the wine, and the party is all Friday.
Yeah, correct. Okay. All Friday night.
Okay.
And it's a jeans.
And a button down, maybe.
Jeans, button down.
Can I borrow a shirt?
Semi-formal, whatever you want to wear. Is good for Friday night. It is not
awesome.
A formal event.
What goes
and
on
there
in,
is a silent auction as well that starts on Wednesday and goes all the way through.
I got to be quiet all the way
Saturday.
Through Saturday.
No. It's like a regular auction except for they have a mime up there describing what they're having.
Wow. And
apparently there's
from
a lot of
Wednesday
boxes.
From Wednesday to Saturday?
There's a lot of boxes.
Same guy's going to sit up
his
there
arms are
going to
be tired.
Maybe y'all could be in charge of that.
You know what? I don't
silent
mind.
Auction, it's not anything we need
silent
to be associated
anything.
With.
Mm-hmm. We talk in our sleep.
And all the money we've raised goes to Cartag. Cancer patients.
Which is a...
And they're building a new cancer clinic here
at
off of 630. If you see the new building being built
where
off 630. It's on Riley Drive, I believe. It's behind Woodland Heights facility on 630. You
okay.
can see it being topped if you're driving down 630.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the new Cartai okay. cancer clinic.
Cool.
Really?
Now, Memphis Soul Review is Friday also?
That's Friday night.
Oh, Pat.
That's the only night they're going to be there.
Oh,
Friday
they're bringing
night.
The funk, my man. Now, you saw Memphis Soul Review at the Pine Bluff Four Bowl this year on Friday night.
Did I? Yes. Okay. So yeah. I did see them.
They were
we
there.
We did the Dirty Bird.
And you were there. We definitely did some Dirty Bird in that night. There is no question about that.
And they're bringing the whole band, the singers, the dancers.
Come on.
And the horn.
Yes.
The horns and the strings.
The whole schmear. Oh, buddy, there'll
be
the
biggest dance.
The string instruments are
going to
be there?
Have.
Oh, my gosh. There'll be Sugar Plums. It'll be beautiful. There'll be a Man on Fire. It's going to be fantastic.
What goes on Festival of Fashion?
That's a
just a fashion show? High-end fashion show?
High-end fashion show.
I
for dudes and chicks or just
so
for ladies?
Invite us.
Whoever.
Okay. Do you need
first
us to model?
Year.
Pat and I have been working to get into fighting shape so
want.
We could get into, you
you'll
know,
have to check with Carti if they need any more models.
All right. Hey, Ron, if you're listening, Pat and I would be happy to model if you need us.
We,
just saying.
Okay. Anything. We
how
can
do we buy
help
how do we buy tickets? How do we get tickets?
Carti.com or
how much?
Can,
how much are the tickets for the Friday and the Saturday and the Sugar Plum thing sold out, so that doesn't matter?
Sugar Plum's usually sold out.
Okay.
Friday night's Festival After Dark tickets are $50. You can go to Carti.com or you can buy them at the door. Saturday night tickets are $200. And the Friday night tickets, the $50, gets you food from 19
drinks.
Restaurants.
Food and drinks.
Oh, okay.
And
for $50?
$50.
Yes.
Beer and wine all
and
night.
We'll have a big photo booth where you can dress up and do your, you know, the fun little crazy photos.
Like take pictures
yes.
with your buddies,
yes.
things like that.
Yes. And then
poking
Festival
each other
of Fashion, the tickets to that are $50 as well. And those are also
what is this sale. Friday, November 21, 1:30 to 4 p.m.? Tickets $5 adults.
That's Stroll Through the Forest. So
okay.
we get a lot of people that just come through that want to look at the trees.
Are the trees at the State House also?
Yeah, everything's at the State House. The
who
car,
decorates all that?
The Cartai Festival members and employees.
Right.
And we have decorators from different organizations.
Well, and then Dale Aldridge with Silks of Bloom decorates the convention center, and
mm-hmm.
he's also in charge of the decorations this year for the festival After Dark. So
okay.
Busy guy.
He
is. Mike and Carrie, will you play birthday trivia with us?
I will.
Okay. Uh-huh. Here's how we do this.
Oh, take it easy. He's acting cocky over there.
I know what
I
my
will,
birthday
and
is.
I will win.
Here's how this works. I'm going to describe someone famous to you. When you know who it is, jump out with their name, and that's a point. Then we're going to go round robin fashion, ladies first, and we're going to guess how old they are.
Okay.
And if you get it exactly right, you get 2 points. We call that a?
Bingo bango.
And if you get closest out of the four guesses, you get a point, okay?
Okay.
The winner at the end gets to keep their pride. Everyone else gets called a loser by me. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people today that are celebrating a birthday of note.
Can we play for prizes?
Yeah, if you want to.
How about
T?
A Wendy's combo meal? Because I don't know if you're familiar, Justin. They've got this thing called a
portabella
mushroom
melt. Sounds good to me.
You know, you
433-1037.
I need four
you
players.
You can jam that up, too, with the... Gourmet meal on the go. I like to call that sea salt fries and a drink.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Do it all, bub. Do it all.
Okay. We need four players. By the way, there is also a Turkey Bowl event tonight. And Tuck, yes, we do have... There's probably some room. There's a 3 to 5 at Professor Bowl, and there is a 6 to 8. Tuck, we are the latter, although I will be there the entire time. So be ready with... bring your ball. All right.
I have a filling line.
Oh, what are you doing? Are you Googling?
Pardon me.
I knew it.
What are you doing over there, Google man?
I'm checking to see if I have any emails from work.
Oh, fancy.
Sure. Right. I couldn't wait for the next 35 seconds.
Sure.
Way to call him out, Carrie. Good job.
Wow.
Mike, or should we call you the cheat? Are you ready?
Cheat.
Here we go.
That's a great nickname. Can you call me that?
This well-known American actor is celebrating a birthday today. He has been a star
Matt Damon.
In such films as This Boy's Life. What's he
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And he is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo!
Yeah. Matty T is correct.
I'm going to give like a 5-second buffer when I know it.
Oh, you're so smart. I appreciate you dumbing it down for all of us.
No
today.
Problem.
Genius. How old's Leo today?
40.
Carrie, how? Okay, fine. Jump right in. Mike, ladies first. Which part of that was not clear
sorry.
To you?
The lady went first.
How old do you think?
41.
Okay. You think 40?
40.
That's a bingo bango. Fine.
What?
Very good.
He was looking it up.
Man. Oh.
Yeah.
Cheater.
See, it's on his phone.
Wow.
Cheaters always win around here. All right. Let me just say this. This slightly built actress.
Molly McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy.
Was famous on one
Anna
TV
Kendrick,
show. She was famous on one TV show, and then she married Han Solo.
Oh, Carrie Fisher. what's your name? Allie McBeal.
Right.
Calista Flockhart.
Very good.
Calista.
Come on, Mike. You had plenty of time to jump in there and win. Where you at? Okay, Mike, how old is we go round robin fashion?
When you said slightly built, I went the other way.
She's petite.
Well, skinny as a rail was a little obvious. Okay, yeah. So how old is Calista Flockhart today?
46.
Matty T.
47.
No. Pat.
49.
44.
She's 50.
Wow.
Wow.
And she's married to an 80-year-old.
Yes. You know what? Han Solo's the sexiest man alive. Yeah, no doubt about it. He's much healthier. All right. This guy's a PGA golfer who is now a senior golfer. I think he's still playing. Interesting story about him. He is a 2-time major winner, and he won both of his majors, the 79 U.S. Open and the 84 Masters, in a playoff. Both in playoffs.
Tom Watson.
No, he actually beat Tom Watson in the 79 U.S. Open, though. And he beat Greg Norman in the 84 Masters.
Carl Spackler.
He also once caught a little heat over joking about what Tiger Woods might serve on his Masters dinner menu.
Oh,
it is fuzzy.
He's won two majors?
He's a 10-time PGA Tour winner, including
two
majors. Yeah.
They should take those away.
Two more majors than I've won.
I put him right around 10 wins, but two majors, I had no idea.
Gosh, man, he's getting up there, though,
isn't he? Oh, buddy, ain't he, though. We'll see. How old?
I mean, he's got to be in his...
What were the majors he won?
Six.
Masters in the U.S., the two best.
What year?
Wow, maybe somebody would argue the British over the U.S., but I wouldn't.
I think I'd take the British.
What year was that, Pat?
Anyway, he won the 84 Masters.
Then he is 66 years old.
84.
He's not 84.
69.
Oh! Don't mind if I do. Sorry.
How old
are
you?
62.
Oh, he's 63. God. Very good, Mike. Carrie, we need you to get on the board before the end of this. We only got two people
Carrie,
left.
Come on, here. We're dirty birds.
So far,
everything.
So far, Volunteer Vixen's
He's
in the
got
lead.
Other things on her mind.
Yes, by the way, Matt, you're representing Chris, the Volunteer Vixen, represented by Pat. Mike, you're representing Brandon. And Carrie, you're representing the other Brandon. Here we go.
Family show.
She's got a lot going on. She's about to get hitched. She's got a.
Family show.
She's buying a new moving. House. She's got to co-chair this fantastic event.
But she needs to score 1 point birthday trivia.
She's a dirty bird. Here we go. This actress was once married to a child, and that was after she was married
Demi
to
Moore.
Bruce Willis. It is Demi Moore. I think we'd give everybody a
second. I'm sorry.
What happened? Five count?
That was just such an
quickest
easy
five
one.
Count ever. Pat, how old's
Demi
Moore
today? Demi is... I'll go 51.
No.
46.
No.
52.
Yes, she is. Very good. Mike's another bingo bango.
Oh, my God,
Mike's a
Mike.
Fandango.
Wow. Man, that iPhone is that's a wealth of information.
You're a savage birthday trivia beast.
Last but not least, just when everybody wrote this NFL quarterback off for dead,
Carson Palmer,
he comes back and leads his team to a
Sanchez.
Win last night. It is Mark.
Mark.
As Carrie would say, Mark
Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez.
No, she wouldn't.
Oh,
he's
she
not
wouldn't?
A bird. He's a man.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I thought you said that.
You know what? You lose a half a point
spider.
For that.
Oh, Pat, no. Now I'm down to minus a half.
How old is Mark Sanchez today? Starting NFL quarterback. Last night, he won a game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
32.
He's cute as a button, I'll say that. No.
30.
No.
Shit, he's gorgeous.
Take it easy over there.
That is a good guess.
He's handsome.
Solid guesses.
I'm
he
comfortable.
He is 29 years old. Bingo, bango.
No.
Oh.
I'll go 28.
He's 28, and if you hadn't lost a half a point, you would have won, but instead it's
what?
Mike. Mike, you represent Brandon on line three. Mike, you're the big winner.
Oh, I need a recount.
I'm the winner.
I need a recount.
Listen, if we had a booby prize, cheat. You would be taking it home. You, my friend, got nothing.
Well,
actually.
She is, with that performance, Birthday Trivia Hall of Fame, so there you go. Birthday Trivia Hall of Fame.
If being terrible at Birthday Trivia was a job, you would be a multimillionaire. You know what? You got so much on your mind, though. You can't be good at Birthday Trivia,
no.
too.
Can't be good at everything.
All right.
Can't be good at everything.
Cartie.com for all the information you need on all the stuff with the trees. 19 through 22. There's something for everyone.
There's something going
tuxedos
on.
Tuxedos and tuxedo t-shirts. $250. You can go to both. How do you do?
Fine, I will.
I'd like to go. I want to go to the Friday thing. Any opportunity to see the Memphis Soul Review, which is worth $50 all on its own. And it's for a great cause.
How many people hit for the cycle?
Oh, you like cancer, do you?
No, I want to kick the crap out of it.
Well, then let's go.
Fact.
Let's spend a little money.
Big
go
Bank
and have some
Hank
fun.
Fell to cancer to this morning.
I know,
this
that's
morning,
right.
Big Bank Hank.
Yeah, the guy that
Sugar
was...
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, sad.
A hip-hop, a hip-hop. Hip to the hip of the hip. Yeah, you know it. You know it. So maybe we'll do a dance
for
him.
Look what you did. Now you, Carrie's all depressed. She's walking down here all
maybe
sad
maybe we should
now.
Hit for the cycle so. Next week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'd like to dedicate this song to my man, Pat Bradley.
Oh, too soon.
Man, this is a great... You know what? This would be a great Halloween costume for next year.
Pat hung out with a devil in a blue dress on Halloween. Made a good friend. New good friend.
Brought the best out of me. That's for sure.
We have Top 10 Tuesday. We haven't even gotten any Top 10 lists in honor of Veterans Day. We need to when we get back. Lady and gentlemen, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.